Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens, we are watching The Day of the Doctor, the 50th anniversary special. Matt Smith, David Tennant, John Hurt, Jenna Coleman, Gemma Redgrave, Ingrid Oliver, everyone's at it, Billy Piper. She plays Rose slash the Bad Wolf slash the operating system of the moment, the space chat GPT. So we're in the Black Archive and the Kates start yelling at the countdown. So one of them yells, cancel the detonation. The other one says, countermanded. And they do this over and over because it's voice activated and it's her voice and they're both Kate. So, you know, a Zygon Kate and a real Kate. By the way, while they're yelling, I spotted Donna on the Vera Murder Board of Companions. I'm so obsessed with the Vera Murder Board of Companions that whenever it's even vaguely in the back of a scene, I'm like, who could I see there? I know, I get so excited. At this point, when the Kates are yelling at the countdown, which is, you know, only doesn't matter how many times you cancel it and countermand it, eventually it's going to go off. So Osgood starts crying and she's like, please, Doctor, please save us. She's doing this again. Again, a thing I'm not comfortable with. Like, this is a thing. Sometimes Moffat's episodes, like, there's all these amazing things go on and you just have these little moments where you go, why that? Like, that's uncomfortable. And for me, it's this moment because it feels like the Doctor as religion. And I kind of feel like that's the last thing he would want to be. And I know that that's kind of been a thing, a hallmark throughout all of the Moffat era is how much, you know, people kind of look up to the Doctor, and the Doctor's this huge force and he's, you know, the oncoming storm and all that kind of business. But in this, like with Osgood just kind of praying to the Doctor, it just feels like, yeah, it's, I don't know, I'm uncomfortable with it. And I would love it to just be a bit more, I don't know, like, Maybe it's Ingrid Oliver's delivery makes it feel like prayer. But it just feels like, I feel like it's in the script. It's just like praying to the Doctor and it just, you know, it makes him feel like he's about to be kind of space Jesus. And it's just not something I think, you know, is appropriate in a science fiction show. Anyway, having said that, you know, religion and science fiction are always crashing into each other. There's heaps of it in Star Trek, like to the point where Captain Kirk's name, like Kirk is, I think, German for church. So, like, you know, it's, I guess you can't get away from religion in science fiction. It's going to turn up. Is it? It is, isn't it, Kirk? It's like, that's, is it German? It's some language. anyway, she's praying to the doctor, and the camera kind of zooms over her shoulder into the Gallifrey Falls painting, which is lying on the floor. And like, it's quite a moment. We're about to have a big moment, but I had to do a pause because next to the Gallifrey Falls painting on the floor is another Vera Murderboard of companions. We've got Ian and Barbara, Polly and Ben. They're all black and white. Susan. There's a few photos of Susan. Sarah Kingdom, who was only the Doctor's companion through, I think, half of the Dalek Master Plan. Stephen, Katarina. She was only a companion for like two episodes. Dodo's there by the looks of it. Jamie, Victoria. There's Joe and the Brig. Liz and the Brig. Harry and Sarah Jane. Oh, my God. Sergeant Benton. There's a Cyberman helmet in a glass case. like you go past the Cyberman helmet and you probably wouldn't notice the Vera Murderboard of companions in the background. But I did, and I paused, and it was in 3D, and it was glorious, and I loved it. This is why I'm loving doing these recaps, because it's like, I'm going to stop and look at every last person on this Vera Murderboard of companions. And I did. It's so good. There's some people there I can't recognize. It's like, who is that man standing next to Sarah Kingdom? I can't see. There's also another man standing with, it looks like Sarah Jane. Anyway, in the painting, we go into the painting and whiz around inside the painting because it's in 3D. And where the war doctor was at the start of the episode, just standing with his back to an exploding Dalek, there's now all three of the doctors, which is exciting. And time kind of rewinds a little bit and they turn around and they sonic the Dalek, the exploding Dalek, backwards, and it smashes through the glass and into the black archive and explodes in there. And then they all step through the painting into the black archive, followed by Clara. And Doctors 10 and 11 tell Kate she's making a mistake while pulling out chairs. and the decision they made that day did the same thing, and it was wrong. 11 says, it made me the man I am now, and I don't know who that is anymore. Oof. And then Bad Wolf Rose JavaScript mid-journey turns up and looks at the War Doctor. 10 and 11 say, I got it wrong, so you're going to get it right. And they sit down exactly the same, like cross their legs, fold their arms at exactly the same time. It's so cute. And then we can see the Vera Murderboard of companions. It's behind Clara when the War Doctor looks at her. And I spotted K-9 and I think Zoe up the top. Then 10 and 11 are like, you're going to stop that countdown together. And they say the key to negotiation is not knowing whose side you're on. So they zap the memory thingy in the roof so no one knows whether they're a human or a Zygon. Oh, my God. And the Kates both yell, cancel the detonation, as the countdown reaches 5 seconds. Oh, I love a countdown that stops almost on the second. And then they just start negotiating. And while they're negotiating in the background, the Osgoods, two Osgoods, neither of which knows which one is the Zygon, say, you know, presumably, one of them says, if I'm a Zygon, my clothes are Zygon. What happens if I lose a shoe? And the other Osgood laughs, which makes her cough because of her asthma. And the first Osgood hands her the inhaler and then raises her finger as if to say shush, because we know which one had the inhaler last. So the inhaler wasn't replicated. Meanwhile, Clara's looking closely at the Vera Murderboard of companions. This is the best moment in the whole episode. And I can see who's with Sarah Kingdom. It's Mike Yates. Oh, my God. That is a weird moment. I don't think she would put up with his crap. Like, he was a little bit, you know, hey, man, in the 70s. Like, and Sarah Kingdom had a gun all the time and just was a ruthless space security service agent. Like, I don't know how much she would have put up with Mike Yates, to be honest. So Clara goes over to talk to the War Doctor, and we just keep weirdly getting shots of the Cyberman's head in here, almost as if like it's like, it's the anniversary and we haven't had any Cybermen, so like here's one. It is just really strange, like why are we focusing so much on the blown up Cyberman's head? And Clara tells him that Eleven is always talking about the day he wiped out the Time Lords, and she knows he hasn't done it yet. And he's like, yeah, but has his regret saved many worlds? Like, you know, look at this, humans and Cygons working together in peace. So maybe killing all the Time Lords and the Daleks is what kind of drove him to try and save even more people, which I really love. It's like a really cute, you know, moment, and it says a lot about who the Doctor is as a character. And he's like, how did you know I haven't done it? She goes, it's your eyes. They look so much younger. And he's like, well, it's time I grew up. I've seen all I needed. The moment has come. I'm ready. At which point, Bad Wolf Billy Piper, Rose Moment, says, I know you are. And she disappears. And Clara's like, who are you talking to? And looks over her shoulder to where the War Doctor was looking, where Rose was, and she's not there. Like, of course, Clara can't see her. And then Clara turns back, and he's gone from the chair. He has completely disappeared. And next thing we see, he's standing at a big shiny button on a plinth, and Rose, Bad Wolf the Moment, says, you wanted a big red button, one big bang, no more Time Lords. And she says, I've seen who you become. And he says, they're the Doctor, I'm not. Oh, and he reaches out for the button. Oh, no, it's going to end. Like, we've run out of time. Does the War Doctor press the big red button? I mean, if you've watched it, you know. But if you haven't, if your only way of watching this episode is listening to this podcast, what a cliffhanger. We'll delve back into it in the next episode. I thought we were going to finish, but we have not. We'll continue the Day of the Doctor for like probably a whole other week. And I've got heaps of messages from you guys about your first time watching Doctor Who. I've been loving them. So keep them coming in. I want to know, when did you first watch it? And, you know, how did you feel about it? Like, you know, did you pick it up later? Were you hooked instantly? You know, did you resist it forever? And now you're deep in a world of listening to a deranged man talking about it for hours and hours on end.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.